Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, let us commence afternoon prayer sessions. Let's sing Him 500. Every time our prayer is very precious, and also it's very important, because this two weeks of our NYTS is maybe the once a year only chance we can put our heart and our minds and dedicate in our prayer. So hope that we wish that each prayer help us to open our heart to draw near to God. So the 2 years is not just become nothing, but we gain something from this NYTS. Before we pray, let's look at Psalm chapter 26. Psalm chapter 26. I'd like to see the 3 points from the Psalm chapter 26. But from verse 1 to 3, vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity, and I have a trust in the Lord without wavering. Examine me, O Lord, and try me. Test my mind and my heart, for thy loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. Let us have a faith, unwavering faith, unwavering heart. I'm sure because you and I, we all have a faith, or different degree and different kind of faith. No matter what kind of faith, we come to this NYTS, strengthening our faith. Sometimes we have a, when we look at ourselves, we disappoint ourselves. Because many times we having yo-yo games. Sometimes our faith going down, sometimes going up. Sometimes we cannot see what is our faith. Is that because of outside of factors or because of our inner factors? So we can think about it. This is David's Psalms. When he mentioned here the vindicate me, O Lord, for I have a walk in my integrity, and I have a trust in the Lord without waverings. Here David using the present perfect tense. So far he haven't done in his life. He walked with God in his integrity. And he really trusting in God. That's why God see his heart, and God anointed him to be the king of the nations. There's one I like to share, the one, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, during the time of King Jehoshaphat. I think at that time, the kingdoms, the power continue to loosen up, and the whole nation is a tour to go to the final destiny of their judgment of God. But the King Jehoshaphat really put his heart into God, the trust in God. So he eliminated his enemy. At that time, the Moabites, Ammonites, they gathered together, they ally together to attack the kingdom of Judah. At that time, King Jehoshaphat, he prayed to God. A similar way of prayer like King Hezekiah. Let's look at the the 2 Chronicles chapter 20. (Clears throat) Second Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. And they rose early in the morning and went out to the wilderness of Tekoa. And when they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Listen to me, O Judea and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Put your trust in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Put your trust in his prophet and succeeded." And at this time, he and his own power, his own military power, is impossible to protect his own nations. But then he, if you look at the chapter 20 in the early part, actually even he fasting prayer to God, and he come to the temple of God, he pray. The prayer content is written in the chapter 20 from verse 6. He really trusts in God, rely on God, and God help in this battle. So later on through the prophet come out to the words, to give the word to the king Jehoshaphat. Let's look at verse 15. And he said, "Listen, all Judea and the inhabitants of Jerusalem and King Jehoshaphat, they say the Lord to you, do not fear or in dismay because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." I think there's no such any other words needed. I think this one statement is enough to encourage and give a strength and give a confidence to King Jehoshaphat. You know what the law says, do not fear or be dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. There's many things in our life that we can waive, makes us to waive our heart. Maybe because when you are in a struggle, maybe in your school, any kind of encounter, any challenge in your life, or when you finding out the job, or when you choose something, your spouse, there are many things that matter. It becomes a challenge in our life. Sometimes the things not according to our way, it's not according to our expectation. Then we can turn around, we can pray to God, why it doesn't work to me, why things happen to other people according to their smooth way, but not me. We can kind of way of complaint to God. But we have to understand, God treat us with a full of love. God's love never goes away, but God's love always within us. When King David, and when he was anointed from the Samuel, actually his life turned out a very turmoil, and he had to go through the many difficulties. Actually, the anointed as a king of the nation becomes his trouble for the next of his more than about 14, 15 years until age of 30 years old to become a king. During this time, he do not forsake God. I'm sure because more than 10 years of his struggle, his life, there's many temptations that he might just turn away from God. You anoint me as a king of the nations. Why you do not put me smooth way? So far I have trust in you, but you never give me the smooth way to become a king of the nations. Why I have to run away from the king Saul? Why he become my enemy? I never expect myself to be the king of this nation. I never force myself to anything. But why you choose me, then why you give me troubles? He definitely can have this kind of prayer. But if you look at all the Psalms, he always trusts in him. And he never way of the complaint, but he always way of his prayer is trust in him. So here the one in chapter 26, he has a confidence when he prayed to God, "Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have a work in my integrity. I have a trust in the Lord without wavering." We hope that our faith, you and I, we can walk in a path of a Christian life. And sometimes we encounter difficulty. Still, we can walk with God. Still, we can trust in God. Just like King Jehoshaphat. there are some great difficulties, great challenge in his life. It might be Moabites and Ammonites. They might destroy the whole nation. He has no powers, but he trusts in God. And God told him, just one statement is enough for him to encourage him because of this great multitude. Do not be dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but mine, God said. In your life, in my life, when we're challenged, let us remember everything, if we trust him, and it is in his business. He can take care of it, and he can help us. What our duty, what our what we supposed to do as a Christian, do not have the mind, according to here the verse 1, that without wavering faith, faith without wavering. I hope that we wish that in our prayer, God give us a strength. God gives us power from above, so we truly can trust in him. No matter what instance happen, no matter what things that challenge in our life, so we can trust him, not only one day, not only the 1 month, but throughout the whole entire our life. Then everything that dealing with in our life, it becomes God's business. If we wavering our heart, it cannot be our business. It cannot be the God's business, but it can be our own business. We have to struggle it. We know that the David, he never struggled with his own way, but he trusts in God, and God led him to help him, to lead him to become a king of the nations, because it's God's business in him. And you and I, we all anointed. I'm sure because when you were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, when I baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, we anointed, just like a King David. So we have a royal priesthood, the Bible mentioned it. You and I, because our destiny is already predestined, the kingdom of God. Do you believe that? Our destiny is the kingdom of God. On the way, maybe we have some kind of difficulties. It's just like King David had problems in the trouble, in the ways. There's some kind of temptations. But he trusts in God. Trust in God. It's not our salvation. It's not came from our knowledge. Our salvation is not came from our gift. It's talent. It trusting God comes from the soul heart, from here, humble heart. So on a daily basis, when we pray to God, we wish that we can pray like a David here. Vindicate me, O Lord. I have a walk in my integrity. We wish that in our prayer, God give us a strength, give us a faith, an unwavering faith within our hands, so we can make a victorious way of a Christian life. Verse 17 here, the Second Chronicle chapter 20, verse 17. You need not fight in this battle. Station yourself. Stand and see the salvation of the Lord, your behalf. O Judah, O Jerusalem, do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out to face them, for the Lord is with you. Verse 17, also the last portion, God clearly mentioned that the Lord is with you. God is with us. Most of you receive the Holy Spirit. Because all of you baptized, all you become a children of God. We are son of God. God is with us. When God chose Jacob, when he ran away from his brother on the battle, God showed up in his dreams. He strengthened him. I will be with you. I will be with you. You don't have to worry about. Face the challenge of your reality, but I will be with you. 20 years, he suffered a lot. When he went up to his uncle's place, he suffered a lot. But he gained everything from there. God gave him everything. Jacob testified, God gave me everything. When he went up to his uncle's place, he was empty-handed. But after 20 years, he became a rich man. Not only the materially rich himself, but spiritual sense also, he became a rich man. God said, now it's time to go back. Because he trained himself to mold himself, now you can go back there. Because why it happens? Because God was with him. Remember, God is with us. God is your God. God is my God. Trust in him. Hope that this during the two weeks of this trainings, we can learn ourselves. God is with us. God is our side when we trust in him. So, let's go back to Psalm chapter 26. Psalm chapter 26 verse 2 says, examine me, O Lord, and try me. Test my mind and my heart. Wish that in our prayer, we can continue to, in every prayer, we can bring up our old deeds, bring up our old heart. Ask God to examine us. And also we can examine ourselves in front of God. So every prayer serves us, fix our heart and molding our heart to be the right one, to be enough, to be past the God's test, and we can be like the one who enough to receive the blessing of from our God. We know when one time the Abraham, when God gave him the only son, and then later on, God asked him, your only son, to bring to make a burnt offering for God. This is considered as great trials and great tests for the Abrams. But God, the Abram do not hesitate. He just bring his son to tie him up on the mountains, put him on the altar, trying to kill him. Why did it happen, sir? Because he really trusts in him. So he passed the test. Sometimes God give us a trial. God give us a test. For us, it seems like a long period of time. But actually, after passing this all kind of trial and difficulty later on, we find out it's a very short period of time. Just like the Abram, when God asked him to offer his only son the burnt offering, at that time, when he bring his son to the Mount Moriah, that period of time, but at that time, he passed the test. God blessed him. We, you and I, we have to receive this blessing, just like Abraham received the blessings. Let's go on to the verse from 4 to 7. I do not sit with a deceitful man, nor will I go with the pretenders. I hate the assembly of the evildoers. And I will not sit with the wicked. I shall wash my hands in innocence, and I will go about thine altars, O Lord, that I may proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving. When I could just pick up this one, so another point is we need a kind of determination. So we do not work with the sins. We do not work with the evils. I think it's our ages, when you're in college or a young age, it's just like our age, and the many things we can say is the temptations around us. I think it's not only your temptation, and my age also the temptations. In our temptations, we need a strong determination. We need a certain kind of commitment in front of God. I think a prayer helps us. When you kneel down in front of God, we showing our determinations. I do not want, according to the verse 4 says, I do not sit with a deceitful man. Some people around us may be kind of deceiving us to way of our attitude, way of our heart to pulling away from God, and we should not follow from the beginnings. There are out there many different kind of philosophy out there. Many people's way of their attitude of their life toward to God, maybe all different. Maybe it seems their own way to trying to come approach to deceive our faith. We should cut it out from the beginning. We do not compromise with our understanding of pure heart and from these kind of peoples. And nor I will go with the pretenders. I think a pretender is a kind of person have two hearts. And we can say it's a liar, so we can say. We do not associate. This is not only the friends around us, but things the heart within us coming into us, it becomes a pretender, so we can say. Verse 5, I hate the assembly of evildoers. When I was in college, the classmate asked me to go there, kind of a trip to the nearby here. If it, only way is a Friday and Saturday, Friday night or Saturday and Sunday, go a trip and come back and go back to schools. There's a kind of temptations avoid, which is away from the us to let us to keep the keeping the commandment of God. And those kind of things, it's we can say evildoer, it's not only just really things very bad things, but evildoer things their heart they doing is without God, is we can say this is evildoers. Sometimes evildoer can be on our parents. It's a too harsh way to say, but sometimes our own good friends. Satan's around us corner to corners, always to bring us, to let us join this assembly of evildoers. Maybe I myself can be the evildoer for you, maybe, if I am the one become the tool for the using for the Satan. So we have to be careful. Evildoers. Sometimes we can, I myself also become an object of the Satan's. Sometimes I complain, brothers and sisters, and trying to talk to you and ask you to join with me. Then I myself evildoers. So evildoer is not just really do the bad things, but things bring us to join with the way of the evil way. Then it's evildoers. Let's look at the Romans chapter 1, chapter 1, verse 21. For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they become fools. And here the verse 21 says, even though that they knew God, they did not honor him as a God. We can say this is evildoers. So evildoers, many different way, things very, really the evil consider here mentioned about the verse 28 all the way here, this is evildoers. But the degree of this evildoers, not this much that they're really corrupted, but people, they do know the God, but they did not honor God, then this is evildoers. So hope that we can, well, our assembly, always with those who have a heart connected with the God, to honoring him so that our faith can be edified. I think 2 weeks of this, during this time, so we can edify each other to show us our determination to God. We continue to work with God, with the right, with the fellowship of brothers and sisters. And the third one is, let's look at the Psalm chapter 26, verse 8. From 8 to 12. O Lord, I love the inhabitants of thy house and the place where thy glory dwells. Do not take my soul away along with the sinners, nor my life with the man of blemished, in whose hands is a wicked scheme, and whose right hand is full of bribers. But as for me, I shall walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be gracious to me. My foot stands on the level place. In the congregation, I shall bless the Lord. When here the look at here the passage, O Lord, I love the inhabitant of thy house. All the brothers and sisters, we are now here in the house of God because we have a desire to seek God. We have a desire to draw near to God. But these two weeks, we can concentrate our heart. We can draw near to God with a heart of love, heart of true desires. And when we have a desire, then once you have a one day of fasting, then taste of water is totally different when you drink every hours when you're drinking this taste of water. Same thing, if we have a true desire, a true motivation from our true heart to seeking His true love in His house, and God will give us a true reward. And also we can dwelling in the house of God with a heart of a pure heart. Sometimes our prayer doesn't work because of our sin that we commit before. We don't have, maybe you cannot confess with other people maybe, but you can confess to God. In order to straighten our heart, to make a path, the highway to God, to reach to God, our heart has to be pure heart. We have to cleanse ourselves. Maybe first few days it's good to pray to God for look at ourselves, reflect ourselves, all the sin that we have cleansed from our heart, so that the rest of this NYTS can truly feel of the Holy Spirit, truly can feel of the God is with us in our prayer, so that your prayer and my prayer can be meaningful prayers. Verse 12, the my foot stands on the level place. If we have a faith, have unwavering faith, and also we can continue to seeking the true commitment to God. Do not touch the sins. Do not walk with the sins. Then God will be with us. Let our foot stand on the level place. Remember when Abraham heard from the man of God, and they came to visit there to destroy the Sodom and Gomorrah. He prayed to God. He stands on the place is where the God promised him to bless him. This is a land of promised land. But the Lord is different. He slipped away from the God's blessings. Without knowing, but he's seeking for the better place actually. But the place is actually the God provided for the judgment whole city by the burning fires. But when the stands he prayed to God is a solid place. You and I, our faith, we have to be stand firm in the place. Then this has become a true blessing. Promised place and the level place where we can glorify God. 3 points I mentioned that here. Let us have an unwavering faith. And second, as we have a commitment to not follow the sin. And third, as let us continue to have a desire to come to the Lord, the house of God. House of God is not only the physically this place. House of God actually our heart. When we receive the Holy Spirit, when we kneel down, we pray to God, this is a house of God. You and I, always there, desire to pray to God, communicate with God. We have these three wishes that we can pray, so God will bless us in our prayer. Let's all kneel down and pray together.